One of the mitzvahs that we discuss and we fulfill, right, each and every week is the mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos. The Gemara is in Brachos and Avchav and Shavuos and Avchav. It stems from the pasuk that you find in Aseres HaDibros of Zachris Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho. Zechira, we often translate simply to remember, but there is a Taras Kohanim that tells us that whenever you find the term Zachar in Chumash, it means Shona Beficha. You have to express that remembrance. It's not enough to be aware, but you have to do something in a concrete way to mark, to manifest the fact that you are aware that it is, for example, Shabbos. Just like when it comes to Zechiras Amalek, it doesn't mean just remember what Amalek did, but it means to express that. Tosas writes, it means the Kriya Satorah Parsha Zachar. The same thing is true when it comes to the mitzvah of Zechiras Shabbos. But a very simple question. When a person makes Kiddush on Shabbos, what exactly are you doing? What is the purpose, the essence, the nature of the mitzvah of Kiddush? And here I would suggest that there's a fundamental machlokis between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam describes the mitzvah of Kiddush. The Rambam does this in Perachav Tesefoch HaShabbos. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs in Kuf Nun Hei of Zochreyu Zechira Shevach. You have to describe, you have to praise Shabbos. Set Shabbos apart from V'yamei HaChol. That's the purpose of the mitzvah of Kiddush. And therefore, typically B'chol, of course, a person doesn't make Kiddush. You do so on Shabbos to set Shabbos apart. That's a fundamental idea that the Rambam has, that Shabbos should be a Shvisa HaNikeres, set apart from the Yemei HaChol. So therefore, the purpose of Kiddush is to be Mishabeach, to praise, to extol the Shabbos. When you look in the Ramban, in Aseres HaDibros and Shmos Perachav, the Ramban describes Kiddush in a very different way. To be Mekadesh Diyom, Zachars Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho, to consecrate the day itself. Not to be Mishabeach Diyom, but to be Mekadesh Diyom. You know what's somewhat surprising about this Ramban? The Ramban says that, you know, look, just like when it comes to the Yovel year, the Torah tells us, V'kidashtem, Eshnas HaChamishim Shana, you have to consecrate the Yovel year. The same thing is when it comes to Shabbos. You have to be Mekadesh, Mekadesh for Shabbos. What's difficult with Ramban is as follows. We don't usually assume that we sanctify Shabbos. There is a Gemara in Beit Sandaf Yud Zayin that tells us there's a marked difference between Shabbos as opposed to Yontif. Yontif is really up to us, because Yontif is based on a date, and Bnei Yisrael is the one who determines the beginning of the month, Kiddush HaChodesh, and therefore when it comes to Yontif, we always recite in the Kiddush and in Davening, Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the privilege of sanctifying the Yontif. That's not really true when it comes to Shabbos. Shabbos is Kviya V'kaima. It's fixed, it's set. It really is not dependent upon us. If a person doesn't observe Shabbos, but it's still obviously Shabbos. And therefore, in what sense are you Mekadesh Liyom when it comes to Kiddush? So maybe on Yontif, I could understand that. Mekadesh Yisrael Bahazmanim. But when it comes to Shabbos, the Kiddush is fixed, it's set. To what extent do we determine? Are we Mekadesh the day of Shabbos? So there is an interesting parallel. So the Gemara tells us in Gittin that, let's say, the end of a Shemitah year, the end of last year, we know that Shemitah cancels debts. A person owes you money, so under typical circumstance, that loan is already canceled when Shemitah comes to an end. That's called Shemitah's Ksafim. But the Gemara has, in Gittin, an unusual drasha. The pasuk says, V'zeh divar ha-Shemitah. Divar is miloshon dibur. What does that mean, an expression? Why is that necessary? So the Gemara says that at the end of the Shemitah year, the malve, the lender, should say to the love, to the borrower, Mishamet anibach, I hereby cancel the debt. You know what's difficult with that? Why is it necessary for the malve to say anything at all? Why does he have to say, I cancel the debt? Isn't the debt automatically canceled? So there is a Mordechai, and that's Sugin Gittin Oshinpei, where the Mordechai writes that this is a fascinating model. Sometimes something could happen automatically, but you are called upon to reiterate, to repeat, to fortify, to bolster that fact. Even though Shemitah cancels debts, But there's a mitzvah for you to state, Mishamet Anibach, I hereby cancel that chol. Where do you see that this is true? So the Mordechai cites a Gemara in Nedarim Daf Yud Gimel. A person has an animal and it gives birth for the first time. That animal has a Kedushas Bechor, a firstborn. That happens automatically, necessarily. The Kedushas may happen. But still, the Gemara tells us, Mitzvah LaHakdisha. It's a mitzvah that I should say, Hare Ze Bechor. So that is an unusual model. That sometimes, even though something already occurs, a person is called upon to reinstate. A person is called upon to confirm. That's what you see from before. And that's what the Ramban's view of Kiddush is. Even though you're right, that the Kiddush of Shabbos is something that automatically, necessarily occurs, but when you make Kiddush, mitzvah lahakdisha. So these are two very different possibilities. Now, a person will ask you a simple question. Why do you make Kiddush on Shabbos? The Rambam writes, the mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos of Kiddush is to be mishabeach, to praise the Shabbos. The Ramban writes, the mitzvah is to be mekadesh, to consecrate the Shabbos. Good? That's important, because we make Kiddush every week. What exactly are we doing? And I'll ask you the following. Are there any differences between these two views? Whether when you make Kiddush you're mishabeach liyom, the Rambam, or the Ramban, whether you are mekadesh liyom. So, I would suggest some differences. Number one is as follows. There is a mitzvah of Kiddush min HaTorah. Zafri Sima Shabbos HaKadosh. Havdalah. Is Havdalah included in that mitzvah? Or is that not? Is that a separate mitzvah? Is that only Drabanan? Or could I argue that no, the Torah mitzvah of Zafri Sima Shabbos HaKadosh not only entails Kiddush, but even Havdalah as well. You know what the Rambam's view? Is that the mitzvah of Zachar is not only Kiddush, but also Havdalah. Both are min HaTorah, and they stem from the same source. Zachar Shem HaShabbos Lakadosh. Why exactly is that true? I will tell you, that fits in very nicely with the Rambam's understanding of Kiddush. You know, the Rambam writes that the purpose of Kiddush is set Shabbos apart from the Yemei HaChol. And the way that you do so is by making Kiddush. You praise the Shabbos and you distinguish between weekday as opposed to Shabbos. If that's the purpose of Kiddush, to set Shabbos apart from Yemei HaChol, I will tell you, it fits in very nicely that the Rambam writes that part of that is not only Kiddush, but even Havdalah. To be Mavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol is something that one does at the end of Shabbos as well. And therefore, the Rambam's view is not only Kiddush, but even Havdalah. Even Havdalah is Min HaTorah. You know, the Rambam writes in Perach Havdalah for Shabbos something which is very, very important. This is also a point made by the Ramban. You know, if someone knows Melechah Shabbos really well, you could probably skirt doing Melacha, but have a technical business day. A typical day. No? How would they get to work in the time of the Gemara? They'd ride a horse. No? Riding a horse on Shabbos is an Issur Rabbanan. So a person rides to work, only in Issur Rabbanan. Once he gets to work, he buys, he sells. Buying and selling on Shabbos is only in Issur Rabbanan. No? It's a Gzeirah Rabbanan that if you buy and sell, you may come to right. The Gzeirah Mishum Kosev. So imagine, getting to work is in Issur Rabbanan. But buying and selling is only in Issur Rabbanan. You know, I have to avoid writing, I understand that. But if I write with my other hand, that's also only in Issur Rabbanan. Good? You know, maybe there's certain things I want to do that I really can't do. I'll have a non-Jew come with me. Amir Lakum is only in Issur Drabanan. So the Rambam and the Ramban explain, that sounds very unusual. You could have a typical business day on Shabbos without avoiding any malacha? Is that really Shmirah Shabbos? You're going to avoid Lamites Malachos, but your day is going to look like a regular day. You know what the Ramban writes? The answer to that question is, Shabbos is not only a lav of malacha, but there's also an essay of Shabbos. The Torah tells us, Shabbosam, Tishbos, Ushmartim es Shabbos. Shabbos includes lamites malachos, but that's not the entire extent of Shabbos. There's also an essay of Shabbos. And the essay of Shabbos means that you have to see to it that Shabbos is distinct from the Yemei HaChol. That's how the Rambam, in Perach Havdalah, describes the essay of Shabbos. You have to make sure that what you're doing on Shabbos is consistent with the character of Shabbos. And it's not something that would lend to a perception of chol. Even if it's not a malacha, but that's true min ha-Torah. But that's very important. Now, the Ramban writes, for example, that chanuyos psukos, your business is open, that's forbidden min ha-Torah, even if it's not a malacha. The Ramban writes, now I'm going to decide on Shabbos, I'm going to rearrange all the furniture in my home. I don't violate Isser of carrying. There's nothing wrong with carrying the couch from the attic to the basement, but the Ramban writes that's forbidden min ha-Torah. It's not a malacha of Shabbos, but it's part of the essay of Shabbos, you know? Sometimes, you can ask a person, can I do this on Shabbos? Maybe they think the answer is, it's not Shabbos dick, you know? What does it mean, it's not Shabbos dick, you know? It almost sounds like it's really mutter, but it's not within the spirit of the halacha, no? The Rambam and the Ramban write, that's not what it means. It means it's not a malacha. It means you're not chayiv karis and skila, but it's forbidden min ha-Torah, because it's an essay. And the Torah says that you have to preserve the sanctity of Shabbos, and you have to make sure it's distinct. A weekday activity, the Rambam writes on Shabbos, is forbidden min ha-Torah. Forbidden min ha-Torah. No, that's very, very important. That on Shabbos, it's not enough to avoid malacha, of course. But beyond that, you have to make sure that you are maintaining the Kedusha. The Kedusha of Shabbos. Ah, a guy has an organized ball game on Shabbos. No? So good. Maybe it doesn't involve necessarily a malacha, but I would argue, according to the Rambam and the Ramban, it's forbidden min ha-Torah. No? Because it doesn't have to be a malacha in order to be asur. No? The Torah tells us, Shabbosom, Tishbos. That's what the Rambam stresses. The Rambam writes, if you move a single coin on Shabbos, that's a violation of Tilto Mukhtzah, the Ramperach of Dalapo for Shabbos. But let's say you spend the entire day counting all of your coins, and therefore Shabbos has the perception of a weekday. The Rambam writes, that's forbidden min ha-Torah. That's not just simply Tilto Mukhtzah. That's the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam writes something which is indicative of Uvda Dechol, a weekday pursuit. The Rambam writes that. The Ramban writes in Parshas Amor, Meleches Tircha Va'amel, something that is a more strenuous process, something that you exert yourself on Shabbos. That's forbidden, Min HaTorah, even if it's not a Malacha. Like, it's important to recognize that Shabbos begins, but Shabbos doesn't end with the Lamites Malacha. So that's like the starting point, but that's not the finish line. The finish line is you have to make sure that Shabbos is set apart for Yimei HaChol. So the Rambam writes, that's the purpose of Kiddush and Havdalah. What better way of stressing the uniqueness of Shabbos than when Shabbos begins, when Shabbos leaves, that you acknowledge that you're Mavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol. And therefore, according to the Rambam's view, Kiddush and Havdalah is really a single mitzvah. Zachar Sema Shabbos L'Kadshah. That fits in very well according to the Rambam. According to the Ramban, that maintains that the purpose of Kiddush is to sanctify the day. Well, you do that when you make Kiddush, but you can't really argue you do that when you make Havdalah. If a person makes Havdalah, and I turn to you and say, like, what are you doing? Oh, the answer is, I'm Mekadesh the Yom. You're not Mekadesh the Yom. Right? You're saying that the Kiddush has come to an end, and now it is Chol. So, according to the Ramban, the mitzvah of Havdalah is not part of Zachar Sima Shabbos Lakadsha. So I'll tell you, that's a critical difference. Again, how do you define the mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos? To be Mishabeach Leon, to Mekadesh Leon. The Rambam Mishabeach, the Ramban Mekadesh. According to the Rambam, Havdalah also is included. According to the Ramban, not necessarily. Many Rishonim assume, Aruch HaSchaim, that Havdalah is only Drabanan. I'll give you another example. You know, we make Kiddush during the day of Shabbos as well, right? What's that called? The Kiddush that we have, like after davening? Or Kiddush HaRabbah. Is that really Kiddush? Is that really Kiddush? Kiddush HaRabbah. You know, we enhance the meal by having wine, but does that really have the Dinei Kiddush? I'll give you an example. Before you make Kiddush at night, you're not allowed to eat or drink. Right? There's an Isra Achil and Shtiyah. Let's say you come home from Shul Friday night, you can't just sit there and eat or drink before you make Kiddush. Is there an Isra of eating or drinking before Kiddush on Shabbos morning? That's not clear in the Gemara. And that is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Raivim. The Rambam writes in Perachav Tesef, Hilchos Shabbos, that just as you're not allowed to eat or drink before Kiddush on Friday night, you finish davening, you can't eat or drink before you make Kiddush on Shabbos morning, Shabbos afternoon. And the Raivim disagrees. The Raivim writes, you know, Kiddush on Shabbos morning is not really Kiddush. It's not really Kiddush at all. It doesn't have the dinim of Kiddush. And there's no Isur Te'ima. My focus, the Rambam and Ramban. So far, so good? Yeah. I'll tell you, this is also related. Now, how does this link? Because if you look in Psachim, one of the Rishonim is called the Maram Chalava. In Psachim and Daf Kuvav, he quotes this view of the Rambam. You're not allowed to eat or drink before you make Kiddush. Shabbos morning, after davening before Kiddush, can't eat, can't drink. And he disagrees. He disagrees with the Rambam. You know what his question is? How can the Rambam say that's true, that Kiddush Rabbah is really a type of Kiddush? His question, Heichan Matsinu Kiddush Bezdin Laila V'yom. Where do you see an obligation of Kiddush twice, at night and during the day? You know, when Beis Din is Mekadesh HaKodesh, they say it's Rosh Kodesh, they do so twice. They do so once at the beginning of the day and once later in the day? Of course not. When Beis Din makes it Yovel, they say that twice? Once at the beginning and once in the middle? Of course not. Where do you see Kiddush twice? So therefore, Ram Chalava writes that Shabbos morning is not Kiddush, because Heichan Matzinu Kiddush Beis Din Laila V'yom. So how can the Rambam write that the Dine Kiddush apply to Kiddush Rabbah? It's not true. You know what I would suggest the Rambam would answer to that question? Very good, no? What do you mean, Heichan Matzinu, Kiddush Bezdin? You're not Mekadesh the Yom when you make Kiddush. The Kiddush of Shabbos is fixed. It's set. You're not Mekadesh the Yom at all. What are you doing? You're being Meshabeach the Yom. You're praising the fact now that it's Shabbos. What's wrong with arguing that it's important to acknowledge the uniqueness of Shabbos when Shabbos begins and when Shabbos departs? That's min haTorah. But you know what? Midrabanan. In the middle of Shabbos also, you should acknowledge that this is a special day. This is not just a Yom Chol. There's nothing wrong with being Mishabeah, praising the Shabbos during Shabbos. To be Mekanesh the Yom, yeah, that sounds very unusual. So I will tell you, that fits in very well with the Rambam as well. The Rambam, who maintains that the purpose of Kiddush is to praise the day, number one, includes in that Havdalah as well. Number two, the Rambam includes Kiddush Rabbah as part of the mitzvah of Kiddush. Unlike the Ramban, who says that is not true at all. So this is a pretty fundamental machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, with many, many differences. What exactly is the purpose, the essence of the mitzvah of Kiddush? You know, I'll give you another fascinating Rambam. The Gemara tells us that Rav Tzali Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos, Hasugya Brachos Chav Zayin, that Rav used to daven Ma'ariv early on Erev Shabbos. Do they make early Shabbos here, regular time? Or at least at home, certainly. In the States, very common in the summer to have an early minyan, right? So the Gemara says that's what Rav did. He used to daven Ma'ariv early. The Gemara raises the following, what about Kiddush? Are you able to make Kiddush early as well? The Gemara says absolutely yes. But those who daven, let's say, in an early minyan, they make Kiddush also. What right do you have to make Kiddush early? What right do you have to make Kiddush early? If it's not yet Shkia, not yet Seis, not yet absolute Shabbos. So what right do you have to make Kiddush early? So what Rashi writes? Because there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. You can begin Shabbos early. So if you begin Shabbos early, you can fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush during that window of Tosefes. So therefore, during the winter, okay, but during the summer, you'll make Kiddush early, and now it's Shabbos. You know what's pretty amazing? The Rambam doesn't have the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. The Rambam doesn't have that. The Rambam writes you have to begin Yom Kippur early, but the Rambam doesn't have a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. The Rambam doesn't have such a mitzvah. So you know what's surprising? If the Rambam doesn't have a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, so how does the Rambam understand what we know is true, what the Gemara tells us, that you can daven Ma'ariv early, and you can make Kiddush early? So the Rambam has to answer that differently. So when it comes to davening Ma'ariv, the Rambam writes something very different. That's the Rambam for Gimel of Hilchos Tefillah. The Rambam writes, you know why we daven Ma'ariv early? Because Tefillas Arvis is only Rishus in Medaktik in Bismana. Ma'ariv is not as stringent as Shachris and Mincha. So if necessary, you can daven Ma'ariv early. In other words, our practice of davening Ma'ariv early on Friday nights, according to the Rambam, if necessary, you could even do that in the middle of the week. Right? Because Tefillas Arvis is a Rishus. You know what? Okay, maybe that's good when it comes to davening Maariv. But what about Kiddush? Kiddush is a mitzvah min haTorah. How can you make Kiddush early? Rashi says, because you're beginning Shabbos. But if the Rambam doesn't have that mitzvah Tosefes, according to the Rambam, what right do you have to make Kiddush early? You know what the Rambam answers? Perchav Tesef El Shabbos. Something unbelievable. V'yesh l'adam l'kaddish mi'bodyom v'afo p'ish lo nichnos ha'Shabbos. You can make Kiddush before Shabbos. You can make Kiddush before Shabbos. That's what the Rambam writes. Something sounds remarkable. You know what? Kiddush doesn't have to be exactly when Shabbos starts. You can make Kiddush a little bit early, and the Rambam writes, the same is true when it comes to Havdalah. If necessary, for whatever reason, a person is not going to be able to make Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, you can make Havdalah a little bit earlier. You're not going to use a Nair, because they're still in Isser Malacha, but you can make Havdalah a little bit earlier. The Rambam writes something unbelievable, and that is that, you know what? Kiddush does not have to be the moment Shabbos begins. And Havdalah doesn't have to be the moment that Shabbos leaves. So of course, the Gemara says that Rav was comfortable with making Kiddush early. Not because that's when you would begin Shabbos. Even without the start of Shabbos, a person can make Kiddush early. We don't really paskin like that Rambam. We assume when you make Kiddush at Shabbos. But the Rambam's view is that just because you make Kiddush, who says that it's Shabbos? Why is that true? I would tell you that Rambam fits in as well. No? What are you doing when you make Kiddush? Well, if, as the Ramban writes, when you make Kiddush, you're mekadesh the yom, you sanctify the day, then Kiddush has to be at a time that it is Shabbos. Well, then how can you make Kiddush early? The answer is because when you make Kiddush early, you are making it Shabbos. You're mekadesh the yom. But according to the Rambam, there's no mitzvah beginning Shabbos early. Oh, so how can the Gemara say make Kiddush early? The answer is, it's okay to make Kiddush early. Why? Because the Rambam maintains, when you make Kiddush, you're not being Mekadesh the Yom. What you're doing is, you're declaring that Shabbos is distinct. It's different from the Yemei HaChol. And the Rambam's view is that, you know what? That doesn't have to be made necessarily the moment Shabbos begins, or the moment Shabbos departs. But if you do it somewhat before, somewhat after, that's okay. And therefore, you can make Kiddush early, you can make Havdalah early, and you'll fulfill the mitzvah of Zachar, Siyam HaShabbos L'Kadsho. All of this, I will tell you, is consistent with the starting point, that according to the Rambam's view, the purpose of Kiddush is not to sanctify today, but rather to demonstrate the uniqueness of Shabbos. But this Rambam, I'll tell you, is critical. What? How it is that we observe Shabbos. Like that's really important. It starts with Lamites Malachos. That's clear. But it doesn't end with Lamites Malachos. You have to make sure that Shabbos is set apart from Yimei HaChol. And that's why the Navi Yeshaya, right, goes out of his way and tells us, you know what? There's a lot more to this. You know that V'dabra Davar. Don't speak Divrei Chol on Shabbos. Dress differently on Shabbos, no? Big day Shabbos. Walk differently on Shabbos, no? Lo yehehi lukach b'Shabbos ki lukach b'chol, right? You have to act differently on Shabbos because part of setting Shabbos apart is not just avoiding malacha, you know, the sur meirah, so to speak, but a whole world to what actively one does. And therefore, part of having a suda Shabbos, and part of the Kiddush, part of the Havdalah, the way that we conduct ourselves. That's something which is really critical, because all too often people make a significant mistake, as I mentioned, that, you know, they think that something that doesn't quite fit the spirit of Shabbos, maybe that's really okay, it's just not within the spirit of the Halacha, but really not true. According to the Rambam, in Perachav Dadav of Shabbos, according to Ramban in Parsha Semor, Perachav Gimel of Sefer Vayikra, it's not really true. Those things are forbidden in HaTorah, even if it's not a malacha. I think in part of the experience is to be able to recognize the unique privilege that we have to be able to absorb the Kedusha of Shabbos. It begins with the Lamites Malachos, but it doesn't end with the Lamites Malachos. So I'll tell you, this is the Rambam's view of the mitzvah of Kiddush. It's not that you consecrate the day. The day of Kiddush is already fixed, it's set, it's Kfi V'Kaima. But it's an opportunity to demonstrate that we appreciate, we revere the Shabbos. We have an opportunity to experience that Kedusha. Certainly, you know, a Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael is a convergence of a Kedushas HaZman with a Kedushas HaMakom. These are unusual opportunities to be able to take advantage. But remember, from beginning to end, from the Kiddush until the Havdalah, to see to it that Shabbos is really set apart from the Yomei HaChol. It's been a pleasure to be able to share the past couple of days, Divrei Torah, with you. It's something that inspires me, that to be able to see so many of you coming and learning and participating, right, in this Asik Betorah. You should have really continued Hatzlacha, even when the summer program comes to an end. Take with you the lessons, the Kedushas HaTorah, the Kedushas Haaretz. Let it be something that envelops your entire aspect of Avodas Hashem. Your experience here is not just simply for these weeks, but it elevates you. It informs who you are. And Bezras Hashem, that growth should only continue as Bezras Hashem Yerzochet to intends Siyata Dishmai.